tea ceremony. Close your eyes and breathe. Breathe life into your body. Hold that breath for just a moment and exhale, letting go of everything in this day. Just relax. Breathe love into your heart. Hold that breath for just a moment. Breathe out an exhale of compassion into your body and just relax. Breathe peace into your heart. Hold that breath for just a moment. Exhale harmony into the world. May this tea ceremony bring you joy in this moment. Open your eyes for a moment and take in your surroundings with your heart eyes. Close your eyes and sit up straight or lie on your back. Relax and focus on your heart. You are in a deep lush forest. Before you, there is a path climbing upward on a gentle incline. Smooth, mossy stones mark the way. The air is cool, moist, and sweet-smelling. Looking up, you see that rays of sunlight shine here and there through the canopy of trees. As you walk up the path, your body feels light, and each step is with ease. You notice the forest floor and the understory of shrubs and tiny wildflowers. You notice here and there brightly colored butterflies fluttering in the rays of sunlight. Off in the trees, a bird or two chirp cheerfully. Somewhere nearby, there is a tiny stream trickling through some rocks. As you climb the path, you see a glow up ahead. As you approach, you realize that lanterns along the trail have been lit for your arrival. You follow a small curve in the path. There's a large boulder with a lantern resting on it. Near the lantern, a short distance away, is a small cottage. The cottage is bathed in a shaft of light coming through the trees from above. The golden glow of this place beckons you forward. As you approach, you notice the small door. Beside the door is a bench. On the bench is a towel and a large steaming bowl of water. On the other side of the door is a shelf with a single pair of shoes on it. Intuitively, you understand and remove your shoes and place them on the shelf. You place the bowl on the ground and sit on the bench. You slip your feet into the water. The water is just the right temperature. An aroma of herbs wafts up from the bowl as your feet break the surface. You breathe in deeply and realize that you are calm and relaxed. As if on cue, the door opens and you step inside. There is only one room of wood and low ceiling, softly lit with candles and lanterns. In one corner, you notice a small, low table with a delicate bouquet of wildflowers. The room is warm and inviting. In the center of the room, you see a low wooden table with an empty cushion. On the opposite side sits your tea mistress. On the table is a tray with two tiny cups, a small clay teapot, a small pitcher, scoop, and a clay container with markings on it. Beside the table is a brazier with a cast iron kettle gently bubbling steam from its spout. You are signaled to be seated. You sit. As you relax, sitting tall, your heart begins to open. Breathe gently in and out, relaxing and bathing yourself in the warmth of this moment. There are three cups of tea. The first, acquaintance. Getting to know yourself and the tea. The tea blessing is offered for the tea ceremony. The second, friendship. Becoming friends with yourself and the tea. The third, lovers. Lover of self, lovers with the tea. Let us begin with cleansing. Hot water is poured over cups and pot on the tray. You watch as your tea mistress pours water from the cast iron kettle over cups and teapot as if a dance is being performed. She swirls the cups and pours the water out, doing the same with the pot. She sets them gently in a circle on the tray. Then the tea canister is opened and tea is raised out on a wooden scoop. How beautiful it is, a soft green color rolled into tiny balls. Not perfect, but elegant in their imperfection. You are then invited to appreciate the aroma. As you take the clay canister in your hands, feel the clay on your fingertips. You raise it to your nose and inhale. It is crisp, a hint of floral, yet reminiscent of the forest outside. The tea is placed in the pot. Then, something unexpected happens. Hot water is poured over the tea. It is swirled a few times, but then it is poured away. You are then offered the warm teapot to appreciate. With your eyes closed, the pot is warm and earthy in your hands. And as you inhale, you take in the first hints of tea essence, preparing your senses for what is to come. The pot is received by your guide and placed on the tray. Hot water is again poured over the tea and the tiny lid placed on the pot. Let us begin with a tea blessing. May all beings be joyful. May all beings have love and compassion. May all beings have peace and harmony. May all beings be well and free of suffering. And may all beings be forgiven and forgive harms done to themselves and others. Now. The tea mistress lifts the lid and sniffs for readiness. The tea has awakened. The lid is placed back on the pot. The pot and cups are arranged in a circle on the tray, and your guide pours tea gingerly from one cup to the other without ceasing, allowing tea to splash down between the cups in a sort of dance between each cup and the tiny teapot. The movement is graceful and continues until each cup is full. The extra tea is poured out onto the tray in a circular motion. Then the pot is settled back down in its place on the tray. You receive your tiny cup in front of you on the table. You gently pick it up with both hands and bow your head in reverence. You inhale the aroma, allowing it to permeate your senses. Then the sip, the slurp, and the tea plays on your tongue. The taste and aroma enter you and begin to work the magic. The elixir then slides down as you swallow. Eyes closed, you enjoy the texture of your cup, the sweetness of the tea, the sound of your own heart beating, your breath. When the cup is empty and returned to the table in front of you, the tea mistress collects it and places it back on the tray. Yes, now you are acquainted with this tea, and it is acquainted with you. More hot water is poured from the cast iron pot into the teapot, and the lid is replaced. Now the friendship begins. And now a poem. Oh, my sweetness, I am so grateful when I hold you in my hands and look down into the vessel that contains you. I see and smell the gifts of nectar that you are. Though to bring you forth was torture of body and essence, still you give compassion to me, your captor. You, never angry, always love, understanding that this is why you are in the world, to be consumed, to nourish and quench the thirst of the ones who desire you, understanding that it is that agony of the fire and pain that makes you who you are, knowing you could not exist without it. Oh, joyous lesson! How grateful I am to learn each day in this ritual, making and holding and loving your precious life before I drink you up and you me. The lid is lifted from the pot. The tea mistress again inhales the aroma, and it is true. The tea has awakened once more. Tea is poured, you sip and slurp, holding your tiny cup with both hands. You play with the tea, allowing it to roll across your tongue, making a deep friendship connection with the tea. Feel its warmth travel into your belly. Allow the tea to drink you up. And when you are done, you place your tiny cup back on the table in front of you. Your tea mistress collects the cup once more and places it on the tray next to her cup. The lid is once more lifted from the teapot. Water is poured into the pot. Steam rises. There is the sound of water trickling like a small stream bubbling over pebbles. Then the click of the lid being placed back on the pot. Now you prepare for the third infusion. Your eyes closed. You feel your heart beating. Your breath becomes even. The mind clears. You are nowhere, no one, no thing, no body, and no time. You feel the warmth of the tea inside and all around you. You sense and feel the space around you. Your heart and mind expand, opening like a lotus blossom. You have become the tea, and the tea has drunk you up. You now allow this generous exchange in no mind. As lovers, the tea mistress lifts the lid, smells the sweet aroma, and the tea is awakened once more. She pours the tea in and over the tiny cups to fill them, allowing the tea to splash playfully between the cups onto the tray. Then She once again places the tiny cup on the table in front of you. You lift your cup lovingly with both hands to your lips. You catch the scent as you sip. You are one with the tea. It plays in your mouth, rolls over your tongue, and travels warm down into your belly, warming your heart as it goes. Each sip, a gentle caress. As you place your empty cup back on the table, you feel as though you are floating, elevated, full of joy, peace, and love. The tea mistress bows her head to you, collects the cup, and places it back on the tray. The tea leaves are emptied from the teapot into a bowl to observe and be returned to Mother Earth. The cast iron kettle has been bubbling on the flame, is now raised, and hot water is poured over the cups and teapot. Each is turned upside down in closure. She smiles ever so slightly and bows. You bow and ease into silence. Namaste.